Suleiman and Bilqis, 16th century, Kazvin School. The miniature is executed for the Kaliad poetry collection by Saadi Shirazi. This work is a facsimile copy of the miniature from the manuscript kept in the Museum of Turkish and Islamic Art in Turkey. The hoopoe bird, Hudhud, which served the Prophet Suleiman, peace be upon him, reported to the king about his visit to the country of Saba, Sheba, where people are ruled by a woman who has been given all things, and who, together with her people, worshipped the sun instead of Allah. Suleiman sent a letter to the queen with a hoopoe, ordering her to submit to Allah. In response to the letter, Queen Bilqis consulted with her chieftains and sent expensive gifts to Suleiman. The Prophet nonetheless rejected the gifts and ordered to send them back with a second message, in which he menaced by war if the kingdom of Saba would disobey. Upon reading the second letter, Bilqis then went to meet Suleiman. Having learned about this, the king ordered to build a palace from diamond and, as soon as possible, transfer the throne of Queen Bilqis to his possessions, even before her arrival. When Bilqis and her retinue finally arrived at Suleiman's palace, the splendor surrounding her exceeded all her expectations. Seeing her throne and confusing the crystal floor of the palace specially had been built for her with the depth of the sea, the queen recognized the power of Suleiman, who was helped in everything by Allah and believed in the Creator. The right and left sides of a double page are decorated with bright colored miniatures. On the right-hand side of a double page, in the center of the miniature, is the Prophet Suleiman seated on a majestic golden throne richly decorated with precious stones. King Suleiman is sitting surrounded by a group of people, deves and birds. His head is included in a flame-shaped golden nimbus. At the bottom of the throne, as well as around the pool, various wild animals and insects are depicted. There are swimming ducks in the pool. In the upper part of the composition, against the background of the blue sky, golden mountains, Chinese stylized clouds, as well as the phoenix bird surrounded by various types of feathered animals are depicted. In the center of the left-hand page, the Queen of Saba, Bilqis, in royal robes, sits on a majestic throne. One of the angels brings her fruit on a platter. A group of angels and court women is depicted around the throne of Bilqis. In the lower part of the miniature, next to the pool, there are musicians playing various instruments and dancing angels. Above the throne of Queen Bilqis, grey mountains and different types of animals are depicted. Against the background of the blue sky, two angels hold birds in their hands. The other two have dishes, and another angel holds a swaddled baby. Both miniatures are enclosed in a Zarvarak-style golden frame, consisted of Islami patterns in yellow, blue, and red.